The Office of Management and Budget started with TechStats to fix problematic IT systems. Agencies should get ready for CyberStat sessions, a new, more intense brand of oversight to plug security holes in agency networks. Vivek Kundra is the Federal Chief Information Officer.
The cyber stats are obviously classified because we're dealing with very, very sensitive information. The first one we did was with the Department of Education, and we had great outcomes. Those cyber stats actually are leading to very, very concrete actions and outcomes.
And Kundra didn't offer too many details of how the program works because of its sensitive nature. CyberStats is one of several new IT initiatives, especially around cybersecurity, OMB is pushing as part of the fiscal 2012 budget request. Kundra says OMB directed agencies to invest in continuous monitoring tools. He says agencies have been using a bureaucratic approach to cybersecurity full of paperwork that doesn't actually make anyone more secure. He says the budget would devote over $450 million to developing teams that will actively attack government systems to find weaknesses before they're exploited by the outside. These are known as blue and red teams. Kundra and other federal CIOs said Friday at a breakfast hosted by the FC of Bethesda chapter that continuous monitoring is one piece of the larger reform puzzle. Richard Spires is Chief Information Officer at DHS. He says transitioning to a successful continuous monitoring system is going to require simplifying the underlying architecture of many systems. He says agencies will need industry's help to lay that new foundation. But Kundra says agencies aren't just sitting back and waiting for solutions to come to them.
We've got a number of communities that are actually thriving already. They're looking at collaboration technologies, infrastructure, even financial systems. And they're very, very interested in moving forward aggressively and are not just meeting and coordinating to just discuss issues, but are actually getting together to put RFPs in place.
Kundra says GSA will issue a solicitation in the coming months that could be worth more than $3 billion for a community of collaboration. Meanwhile, Kundra says the budget calls for another transformation of agency operating structures. He says a study of underperforming programs found a common problem: large-scale ERP systems that promised to do everything and actually delivered nothing.
Where we're heading, and we've sent a very clear signal from a demand perspective, is that we want the federal government to move away from the old model of IT management and IT acquisition, which was based around asset ownership, and shift to service provisioning.
Service provisioning is the idea that agencies subscribe to specific services rather than going out and buying servers and software. Kundra says the move has already begun with email. Agencies like GSA, USDA, no longer own thousands of servers to operate email. He says those two departments save between $6 and $15 million, respectively, by getting rid of their email servers.
Imagine what would happen if we went after the financial systems.
Kundra says he envisions building agencies with absolutely no asset ownership and no need to buy data centers or IT systems. But he says the market must mature before that goal can be realized. DHS Aspires agrees that agile infrastructure will improve efficiency, but he says it will also require a change in agency culture. He says shorter lead times for project delivery will spur agencies to move faster.
Perfect decisions, I think, are the bane of our existence. It's much more important to get a decision made and move on with the information you have, especially when you're in these kind of now compressed time frames. I'm not saying you're going to always get it right, but you're going to move the ball forward, you're going to learn, and then you have a chance to adjust later on.
Now, Roger Baker is the Veterans Affairs Department Assistant Secretary for Information and Technology and CIO. He also appeared on that panel Friday. Baker agrees that a streamlined process is much more effective. He says it's often easier for individuals to deliver without the delays that come with bureaucracy. He says VA has a red flag program that makes accountability a two-way street. Implementers are responsible for delivering, but managers are responsible for removing barriers. Kundra says in the coming months he's hoping to transform the federal IT space even more. He says the biggest question is, with all the new technology available and in development, why are agencies tied to a single icon desktop systems? Kundra says one day he hopes everything will go virtual. In fact, what he said is the new Consumer Financial Protection Bureau being stood up, you know, and there's no real director yet, but this is the Elizabeth Warren Group. He says OMB would like to see that whole agency have no IT of its own and just rent everything from the cloud, basically. And that could be the test case for everybody else down the line.
Because you were actually moderating that panel where he was speaking.
Yes, and I mean, that model is not unknown. In fact, there are so many online services now, like Salesforce.com and all these different systems that you can get from the cloud, that many small businesses start up and they don't buy a single server. All they do is buy something that has a web browser and rent all the software they need.
That seems to be the way things are going. I mean, is that more cost efficient?
It's more cost efficient. You can provision new users that much more quickly. You don't need to keep refreshing PCs every 3 years and reloading and worrying about updates and downloads and patches and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And you can worry about your business and let somebody else worry about what it is that's coming through. You know, you don't buy a water utility to feed yourself water, and you don't buy an electrical plant to give yourself electricity. Why should you have an IT factory in your basement and all the administration it requires? I think that's what they're getting at.
Treat it like any other utility.
That's the idea.